Proclamation number 4482 of 9th of November, 1948. God of love, not God of wrath. Recognize God's love in His rule and activity and not His wrath. For everything He does or allows to happen is only for your perfection but never an expression of His wrath. Although He can also be angry about Satan's power which he uses to harm the souls, God always tries to compensate the souls through His love for what the adversary has caused with His hatred. For He is far greater than His adversary, and He wages the battle against him with a weapon which will bring victory. His weapon is love which nothing can resist. And His love is accompanied by infinite patience, which is why He also does not give up anything which initially resists Him. He finally wins it through His love, yet His creations are not always willing to recognize His love. Instead they see God as a punishing God, as a God of wrath and destruction. But that even apparent works of destruction are based on His profound love, that they are only means of love in order to promote the soul's perfection, is something people do not want to realize because they lack understanding precisely due to their lack of love, which is a sign of their imperfection. A God of wrath would destroy everything. But the God of love is intent on the preservation of everything that has emerged from Him, and as soon as a work of destruction takes place on earth it is nevertheless only an act of transformation but not of complete destruction and only for the purpose of preserving and perfecting that which is in need of transformation because it wanted to separate from its Creator but inevitably has to find its way to Him. And thus even such works of destruction only speak of God's great love, for nothing is lost in the process. Nothing comes to harm but only enters into another state which enables it to find its way upwards. Even the last work of destruction on this earth, which results in the complete destruction of His creations on earth, only aims at the reclamation of the deeply fallen spiritual and has been decided by God's love and wisdom since eternity, so that the spiritual will not sink even lower and make a return to Him impossible. His love establishes everything. His love determines everything. His infinite love also achieves everything He wants, and nothing other than love will ever determine His will. Love is the elementary power from which everything emerged, and this elementary power never splinters. It remains eternally unchanging and therefore also applies eternally to His creatures with whom He wants to be united in love forever. What wanted to separate itself from Him of its own free will and thereby got into a state distant from God has left the circle of love and wants to be grasped by God's love again, because otherwise it is wretched. And therefore this wretched person is his constant concern, which is expressed in such a way that God's wrath appears to be expressed, which, however, only appears so to the blind in spirit who has no knowledge of the means God's love uses. The purpose and final aim of all events is the reclamation of the apostate from God, because God's love does not want to lose anything, does not give up anything and does not leave anything to his adversary which has emerged from his love. And thus even the spiritual will one day surrender to his love, which still remains at the greatest distance from God, because his love overcomes everything, conquers everything and takes possession of everything in order to make it eternally blissful. Amen.